Some words to the enemies of the Holy Palmarian Church. The enemies of the Holy Palmarian Church are not at peace in the world. They do not have true happiness, and they will never have it. They are trying to justify their apostasies from the true flock, to which they have belonged freely and voluntarily. Induced by Satan, they have the audacity to attack and fight against the church. Poor things, what are they going to say at their particular judgment? What excuses will they have? And our Lord will tell them, "Your eternal abode is hell, where you will be tormented without end, thus receiving your reward for fighting against my spouse the church." Those who work against the Holy Palmarian Church have increased their efforts to ridicule our Holy Church. They speak foolishly without presenting an intelligent argument. Wise and humble souls speak with caution and based on the truth, while proud people exaggerate excessively what they say to look wise among the rest. Somewhere on the internet, a former bishop of the Holy Palmarian Church who did not comply at all with the holy rules when in the order, not even with the vow of holy obedience, and who now has no scruple in living in grievous sin against the Holy Ghost, and sacrilegiously cohabitating with a woman, knowing that he is a priest eternally according to the order of Melchizedek, gives the following examples of absurd lies, which not even he himself believes. He says that during the Eucharistic processions in the sacred place of El Palma de Troya, children are treated with brutality because they are forced to carry heavy pictures for more than an hour. In these few words we find great lies. Children participate in the Eucharistic processions because they want to, because they enjoy it, and when they can't, sometimes they start crying. The holy pictures they carry are light. They do not have glass, so they weigh very little. They carry the pictures for half an hour and not for more than an hour. He says that children get bored at the pontifical masses, as in any religious celebration. Sometimes children get bored, it is true, but nevertheless, if the children are told they cannot go to the pontifical masses, for school reasons, they get very sad. Children love to be present at these masses, as they like the sacred music and the beautiful traditional hymns, which inspires in them devotion and love for God and the Holy Virgin Mary. They also like to shout the vivas to the Pope. He says that Pope Peter III is a boring man. In general, one would get bored with people with whom they have nothing in common. As the Pope is a man who speaks the truth, liars find him boring. Also, as the Pope celebrates the pontifical masses every day in the same way, they say that it is boring. But this is not the case. He wants to continue celebrating Holy Mass with the same perfection as the Pope who established it. Or do we also have to use guitars and other modern instruments, as they do in false churches, to keep their faithful happy? He says that the Pope does not talk to the media. Neither does he speak with kings or heads of state. Neither does he speak with the heads of other churches. Our position is very clear. Whoever wants to talk to Pope Peter III, let him truly convert to the Palmarian Church and the Pope will become his spiritual father and much more. Everyone who knows him and have dealings with him, know that he is very educated, kind and a responsible person. Several apostate bishops and nuns who humbly asked for forgiveness without conditions have already returned to the Holy Order. He says that Pope Peter III has no intelligence. Well, he has the intelligence to keep the Holy Palmarian Church in a position that pleases God and the Blessed Virgin Mary. He keeps the fervor and devotion alive in the souls of the members of the Church with his apostolic letters and other spiritual works. In addition, this Pope deserves the title of Great Apostle of the Palmarian Work in a very special way, since, by divine providence, he is the Pope who is spreading the knowledge of the apparitions of El Palma de Troya and the Holy Palmarian Church to many parts of the world that until now had no knowledge of such spiritual and doctrinal beauty. He also says that the current Palmarian Pope has had no preparation to be Pope. Well, the truth is that Pope Peter III learned everything he needed in the order of the Carmelites of the Holy Face. True is the fact that he never went to college, however, neither did the first Pope Saint Peter. God chooses those who the world would not choose to do great works. In this way we see how the Holy Ghost acts in the great works that certain chosen souls have performed. For example, a blind pope, Saint Gregory the 17th the Very Great, carried out the great reform of the Holy Bible. For the hand of God to be seen, he chose a blind man to reveal certain very important doctrines in the history of the Church. He says that Pope Gregory the 17th and other members of our order didn't have good morals. This only God knows. I ask a question to those who have formed and propagate these judgments. Do you have good morals? Have you ever watched indecent or even pornographic videos or movies? Perhaps you are clean of heart and soul to point your finger at others and to throw the first stone. Hypocrites, Pharisees. How many of you are full of abominable hidden sins? Pope Peter III, happily reigning, does not allow any kind of vice at all. They say that the ecstasies of Clemente Dominguez y Gomez, today Pope Saint Gregory the 17th, were feigned, but those who have seen his ecstasies do not think so. At least many who have seen his ecstasies have been very impressed. We will describe an ecstasy that Saint Gregory the 17th had in the Papal House in Seville on January 24, 2001. While Saint Gregory was on a three-step platform, suddenly, in an instant he was on his knees on the floor with open arms looking up to heaven. How do we know that it was not faked? We know that a 54-year-old man who was small in stature and quite stocky, and with rheumatism, could not do such a thing. If he were a young acrobat possibly, but for a man of his age with rheumatism that was impossible. Well now there will be other people who will always combat the truth and say, that it was a work of the devil. The witnesses will say that it was a heavenly ecstasy because of the peace and spiritual joy experienced by the seer at that moment. We cannot add more. Whoever does not want to believe, will never believe, even when everything is said and explained. He says that all the followers of the apparitions of the Virgin Mary in El Palma de Troya were illiterate. You can read about some of those who came to El Palma de Troya on our website here. Reading their lives, we believe that nobody would be so foolish to say that they were illiterate people. He says that all believers, Palmarian faithful in general, are mentally ill and have psychological problems. Quite the contrary, they are very educated people, normal people who want to keep the same old faith of their ancestors, parents, grandparents. They have the light, the intelligence to understand that God will never change, but it is man who has changed things. What used to be a sin, now isn't anymore. It is also said that the first four girls who saw the Virgin Mary in the Lentisco on March 30, 1968, were missing from school that day, and in order not to be reproached, they invented having seen the Virgin. The media fell into their own trap of lies, since in actual fact, the 30th of March 1968 fell on a Saturday and there was no school that day. The media also say that in the Holy Palmarian Church, everything, absolutely everything, is a sin. Another lie, only everything that goes against the commandments and the laws of God, when there is full will and full consent, is sin, as was always taught by the Catholic Church.